and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been talking about a person called the Beast, the Antichrist of the Tribulation. And we read about him in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. There's other chapters of the Bible that speak of him. And later on, we'll be talking about the false prophet. He's considered another beast. He's one who comes from the land. This beast that we're speaking of comes out of the sea. Now, once again, this is something that when we look at the book of Revelation, there's many likenesses. And we see likenesses as we study about the beast, the false prophet, and actually, the Antichrist that we're studying right now. The Antichrist is pictured as coming out of the sea. The sea is a picture of humanity. The Antichrist actually comes from mankind. We often look at the Antichrist as we study about him, and we also, you know, many people think of him as the one who has the mark. In other words, you take the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is 666, and we see that in the Word of God. But if you keep reading that verse, we'll see that later on. If you keep reading, you'll find out that the mark is a mark of a man. So the Antichrist, the beast, is simply a man. Now, there's a difference, though. This man is going to be empowered by the devil. He's not going to be empowered by God, but he will be empowered by the devil himself. And not only will the beast, the Antichrist, be worshipped, the Bible teaches us that so will Satan. Satan will be worshipped. And this is what Satan has always wanted. He wanted to be above God. He wanted the people of the world to worship him. And he wants the universe, everything created, he wants God to bow down to him. Well, that's never going to happen. But this is as close as he's going to get in the tribulation of having the world worship him. Today, we do have people who worship Satan, but they're not in the majority. People still worship the Lord. They still get saved. And I pray you're saved. You're on your way to heaven. But those of us who are saved, we need to continually worship the Lord and raise him up and exalt him and let people know that he is God, that we serve the living God. Once again, Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. He died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood. He died. He went to the grave. But thank God he rose from the grave. He rose from the dead, and he's alive today. And because he lives, you and I can live, trusting him as our Lord and Savior. But the Antichrist and the devil, there's coming a time when they will rule the world. People will worship not only the devil, they will worship the Antichrist. The Antichrist dominates the nations during that time. Every nation will come under his power and domination. He will be the ultimate world leader and ruler. He will be the king of the world. Now, I've read this verse before, and I'm going to read it again in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8, where it says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." All those people who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, they will worship the beast, those who do not know Jesus Christ. But those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, their names are written in the book of life, and they will not worship the beast, the Antichrist. Now, there will be some who are killed during this time. Some Christians will actually die. Some people who have trusted the Lord to save them, trusted God to give them eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Some people will die, but there will be some who live. And those who live will go into the millennium. You say, you mean there will be human beings in the millennium? Yes, there will. Because it's part of the fulfillment of the promise that God gave to Jacob and Abraham and all the seed. He said, this land is going to be yours forever. They will go into the millennium. And next, we see them going into eternity. But those who are saved during the tribulation period, they will go into the millennium, those who have not given their lives for Jesus Christ. In other words, they have not been killed. Those who have not been killed will enter into the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ. Now notice this, the beast and the people of the world. Now we've talked about how that they will worship him, but notice this, every person who is not saved worships the beast. I remind you of that. The worshipers are called all that dwell upon the earth. The word dwell means to settle down. Well, this phrase refers to people who have chosen to make this world their home. They've decided that they aren't interested in heaven nor in anything God can offer them. They want what this world offers. They've staked all their hopes and their future in this world. God abandons them to their choice. They want the world and he lets them have it with all the consequences that come with such a decision. Now, before the tribulation ends, those saints who are martyred during the tribulation, they ask God a question. Now, remember now, they go to be with the Lord. Right now, if you were to die right now and you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, you will go immediately to heaven to be with God. And these people who died during the tribulation, who have trusted Christ, you still get saved the same way by trusting the Lord, by listening to what God says to trust his Son to get saved. Those who get saved then, they will go immediately to be with God in heaven. Well, they're there, and those who are martyred during the tribulation are going to ask God a question. Revelation 6:10 says, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Well, they want to know. They've suffered. And they want to know how long God's going to put up with this, all of this going on in the earth. Well, how is the blood, the death of saints who are killed during the tribulation, avenged? Once again, the Bible answers questions. And the answer is found in Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11, as to when and how these people will be avenged. Revelation 14, starting with verse 9, going through verse 11, it says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now those people during this time who worship the beast, they have the mark either in their forehead or in their hand. They worship him. They will go to a devil's hell, later to be cast into the lake of fire. Well, these people who are saved during this time, they ask that question, what's going to happen? When is this going to take place? And the Bible says, and doesn't leave us in the dark as to what is going to take place there, they will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. And how sad it is, these who are being tormented had an opportunity to see the Lamb and take the Lamb at his word when he said, I want to save you. I want you to go to heaven. I died for you. I gave my life for you. I shed my blood for you. And I live for you, but you must receive me as Lord and Savior in order to go to heaven. Even during this time of tribulation, people can be saved, but those who receive the mark, they've refused to be saved, and they're doomed because they received the mark, and they're worshiping the beast. And their smoke, the smoke of their torment, ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. People who worship the Antichrist will receive God's wrath, according to those verses, Revelation 14, 9 through 11. Well, what about the Antichrist? What will happen to him? Is he going to rule forever and forever and forever? Well, the answer, of course, is no. He's not going to rule forever and ever. We study and we see that the last half of the tribulation period is 3.5 years, and that is going to be the extent of it. People will worship the Antichrist, and those who do will receive God's wrath. Now, the Antichrist's end is like this. Revelation chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of saints. Well, there's a warning here. There's a warning in those verses. If any man have an ear, let him hear. In other words, let people take heed. Pay attention to what's being said. Listen to the warning that God is giving in these verses is what he's saying. This is what God is saying through his word. Take heed. Listen to what I'm saying. A leader who leads people to imprisonment, that's the lake of fire, will end up the same way. The leader, now I'm going to say that again, a leader who leads people to imprisonment, and that imprisonment is the lake of fire. The Antichrist, the devil, the Antichrist, the beast, is leading people to the lake of fire, and he's going to end up the same way. Revelation 19, 20, and we're going to read that after I say this. The beast will be in the lake of fire forever. Revelation 19, 20 says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. What a terrible time that's going to be for someone who wanted to be worshipped forever. What a terrible time that's going to be forever and ever for that person who thought he was going to be worshipped forever and ever. But notice Revelation 20:10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And the saddest part of this is that those people who followed the beast and followed the devil, they will be there with them. They'll be tormented right along with the devil, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. And something else that's really sad is the people who are living right now, who refuse Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they're going to be cast into the lake of fire with the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet as well. They'll be there to suffer throughout all eternity. Someone has said, I'll have a lot of company in hell. Well, there's going to be a lot there, I'm sure, who have never trusted Jesus Christ, but you won't be concerned for them. You'll be suffering so much. You'll be in torment. The Bible says that it's unbearable. But you will have to bear it because you will be there forever and forever. Now is the time for salvation. Now is the time for you to get saved, to turn to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, forgive me. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.